I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Being the son of a barber in 270 BC was a good thing, especially if you turned out to be a Greek physicist, mathematician, and inventor from Alexandria, Egypt, named Curtis Ebus, whose discoveries include elasticity, the water clock, and the water organ, a type of pipe organ. Curtis Ebus in the 3rd century BCE created an instrument called the hydraulis, a mechanical flute that used wind pressure regulated by water pressure on a set of pipes played in the arenas of the Roman Empire. This laid the foundation for the invention of the organ. The earliest appearance of a bellow-fed organ didn't appear until roughly 400 years after its initial invention. It found a pathway down the aisle of churches somewhere around 900 CE. How and why the organ first ended up in churches remains a mystery. As the organ began appearing for ceremonial events in the 1400s, it became a fixture in cathedrals and monastic churches across Europe. The early pipe organ captured the emotions within the human spirit from the highs and lows of life in and out of church settings. Its supportive role in aiding choral groups and congregational singing was of great value to keeping singers in tune. In review, a pipe organ feeds wind into pipes, causing the air to oscillate, swing back and forth to produce sound. Back in the day, there was no electricity, so some kind soul had the laborious task of pumping the much-needed air into the organ's wind chest using bellows or airbags to emit streams of air. For large organs, more than one attendant would be enlisted. Despite the technical advances of today's organs, constructed from metal, copper, paper, ivory, glass, bamboo, and even plastic, the early organ added welcome drama to liturgical settings with its ability to create a variety of tones with a bit of flair. This feature continues to allow the organ players of today to show off their skills by pulling out all the stops. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.